In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading about the pastime of Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra, the elephant, who was in the previous life as Indradyumna Maharaj of Pandya Kingdom in Dravida Desh, and when he was performing his austerities in the Malaya hill, Agastya Muni visited his hermitage because Indradyumna Maharaj was in his deep meditation. He couldn't recognize the arrival of Agastya Muni and did not show any respects or hospitality. Upset with not being shown proper hospitality, Agastya Muni cursed Indradyumna Maharaj to be born as a dull, intelligent animal, elephant. So, born as an elephant, Indradyumna Maharaj, who was in the previous life, Gajendra now, he was enjoying his life. He was enjoying his life in the Trikuta mountain range, which was on the shores of Milk Ocean. And it is said that the demigods and Gandharvas used to come to this place to have a picnic. It's far more better than Talasari. We have nothing else, so at least Talasari is okay. Gandharvas, demigods, they used to come and play in this garden around this Trikuta mountain, in which there was a crystal clear water, lake, and very fragrant flowers and fruits, everything best you can describe about in the material world. So Gajendra, with his so many family members, she elephants and entire family, he was enjoying in this water. And he was intoxicated. He had drunk liquor. I don't know where he got the liquor, but he drank liquor. And he was intoxicated. And once a person becomes intoxicated, then he goes out of control. So he was disturbing the water so much so that all the aquatics, they were completely disturbed. Hey, what's happening? You know, so much disturbance coming. So there appeared a crocodile. We thought, hey, you came to my... Crocodile thinks that this body of water is my kingdom. In mera jagah. And he thought that you are a foreigner, alien. What are you doing in the water? You know, I am the king here. So this crocodile, who was actually a Gandharva in the previous life, and he was cursed by Devala Rishi to become a crocodile. So this crocodile came and attacked Gajendra. So Gajendra, elephant, was very strong, and he thought that what can match with my, you know, strength. Not only he was physically intoxicated with liquor, he was also mentally intoxicated with his ego. I am very big. Who can challenge me? So he was surprised that somebody challenged him. That is crocodile in the water. So he tried to get out of the water, but the strength of crocodile was so much so that he will not allow him to get out of the water. He will retain him, hold him. So there was a pushing and pulling. He is trying to pull out of the water, and crocodile is, you know, pulling him inside the water. So going on, only for 1,000 years. This was going on for 1,000 years. Not 1,000 days. So you can imagine, 1,000 years this pushing and pulling was going on. As it was going on, the Gajendra, he was strong, but 1,000 years somebody is trying, he will become weak, you know. Kana nai, pina nai, fasting. Nirjala Ekadasi is coming next एक दिन में हमारा हालत कैसा होता है. सो 1000 इयर्स व्हाट टू स्पीक. सो ही वाज सो स्ट्रांग ही स्टार्टेड बिकमिंग वीकर. वेयर एज क्रोकोडाइल हु वाज द लिविंग एंटिटी ऑफ द वाटर ही वाज नॉट लूजिंग एनी स्ट्रेंथ. ऑन द अदर हैंड ही वाज बिकमिंग स्ट्रांगर टू पुल हिम इनसाइड. ही स्ट्रांगर ही डिडंट लूज. वेयर एज एलिफेंट इज अ लिविंग एंटिटी टू लिव इन द लैंड. If he goes into water, he becomes weak. So in this way, this fight went on for this long, and then Gajendra decided to surrender to the Supreme Lord. It is stated that when one wants to fight with his opponent, he should be in his position of strength. Where your strength is there, you should be there. Otherwise, there is a good chance that you may lose the game. Gajendra, if actually the same fight happened in the land, there is no way that crocodile would have dragged it for this long. Even if crocodile came and caught hold of his one leg, he has got three more legs, right? Even if he takes one more leg and if he gives chutney ban jata tha. That is not possible in the water. He is struggling in the water. Whereas crocodile is very strong. He is pulling him without any problem. He is challenging him. So the living entities are also struggling in this material world. We all are like elephants, and Maya is like crocodile. Maya, and Maya is trying to capture us, drag you inside her kingdom. So many are dragged also, a lot of are dragged. But those who are resisting, they are like Gajendras. Trying to come out of it, devotees trying to come out of it. Devotees are trying to come out of Maya. Crocodile is trying to pull. Maya is trying to capture, drown you. You are trying to come out. No, I don't want to drown. I just want to come out. So, Gajendra was, even though had a elephant body, which is considered dull intelligent. But he could recognize that within 1000 years, it took 1000 years, they recognized that this is a hopeless fight. I have to do something else. I kept on dragging when I was strong, it didn't work. Now I am becoming weaker. If I try to drag, what is going to happen? See, he's intelligent actually. That intelligence is carried forward from his previous life as Indradyumna Maharaj. Then he decided that I have to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Very intelligent decision. Whereas the living entities, even though trying for not 1000 years, millions of lifetimes, not year, not in terms of years, millions of lifetimes, in different brahmandas, brahmanda brahmite, still we cannot understand that, you know, something else I have to try. We keep trying the same thing. Trying to be happy, work hard, and then again, born again, going on in the cycle of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, going on the cycle. So here, this pastime of Gajendra is reminding us, hey, wake up, sleeping soul, jiv jago, sleeping on the lap of Maya. And drag the Maya is grabbing you, and you say, yes, I am coming, don't worry, I will come on my own. You don't have to drag also. Like a moth getting into the fire. Zoom, zoom. So, this pastime of Gajendra is a lesson for those who are struggling in this material world for happiness. Millions and millions of, like, since time immemorial, so to say. Struggling. Still we are not getting to the point that we have to try something. We are trying the same thing, whatever we had tried in the last lifetime. Ahara nidra, bhayamachanam, say, oh, I am happy. Then again, born again. Again, same thing. Going on and on and on in the cycle. But Gajendra here says that I do not wish to live anymore. After I am released from this attack, after even if I get released, I don't want to live here. This is too much. And I thought that I am the king of all the elephants, and I thought that I am so powerful. Nothing. I am realizing nothing this is. So much suffering. What is the use of elephant's body? He himself is telling. Elephant's body. I am covered externally and internally by ignorance. Ignorance. Ignorance means lack of knowledge. You don't have the knowledge. That means you are ignorant of certain thing. Do not know the things as they are. Something is there, but you do not know what that is, real. What is that real identity? Exactly like if you are in the darkness, pitch dark, mid of the night, pitch dark, you are in the close room, you just woke up, completely dark, no night lamp, nothing. You cannot see anything. Even your hand, you may be lifting the hand, you may be experiencing that you are lifting the hand, but you can't see your own hand. Darkness. In darkness, you cannot see things as they are. You cannot see. To see means you need some light. If the light is there, then, oh, this is my hand. Yes. Oh, this is a switch. I have to put on the switch, then light will come. So, in the absence of light, you can't see anything. So, ignorance is absence of knowledge. Absence of knowledge. Elephant, Gajendra, he is blaming his own ignorance. Actually, every animal is in ignorance because they cannot think anything beyond ahara, nidra, bhayamaitunam cha. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They cannot think anything. If these four things are there, they are very happy. They think that their life is successful. Everything is successful. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Though all animals are ignorant, elephant is more ignorant. The quality of elephant is, it has got a huge body, but the intelligence is not proportional to the body size. There is a disproportionality there. The elephant, when it is a small baby, when it is small, the trainer, the elephant trainers, they have to train the elephant. What they do, they tie the elephant's leg with a chain, iron chain, and they tie it to the very strong banyan tree kind of thing. And the elephant will try to pull, try to escape. It will kichega, you know, it will pull, pull. Then, it know, it's nice, I pull kiya, hota nahi hai. Ek din try kiya, do din try kiya. It tries for quite some time. And it is not, you know, able to come out of the, you know, the shackle, iron shackle. Then, what it does, he then decides that, I cannot pull in this whole lifetime. I cannot release from this. So it settles in his mind. Once that settles in the mind, the elephant trainer, he releases from the iron shackle and he ties with a simple rope, ordinary rope. Now the elephant is thinking, this pulling will not do, I cannot try this. He was a baby, at the time he tried pulling the iron shackle, it didn't work. But now he's grown big and he can actually break the rope actually. It's a very simple, even if you try with a simple rope, it will never try. He said that mereko maalum hai ye sab hone wala nahi. Even though some other animal would have tried, for example, you tie a bull, it will not think for the whole lifetime that you know he has to do like that. You try, you know, he will keep trying. Bull will try to go this way. You pull it, then it will stop. Okay. He will try to go on his own way. When you pull it only, he will stop. So, elephant, among all the animals, is more dull intelligence. The elephant trainer, again, he will use what is known as ankush, goat. And in the beginning, he will keep on piercing it, and he gets so much pain. And after he settles down, hey, this fellow, you know, he will pierce me, you know, I should be respectful to him. After that, he will not even have ankush. He will have a simple lati. Usko hi karega, oh, ankush ne kar raha hai mere ko. He thinks that he is doing with the ankush actually, sharp tool. He is not thinking, hey, he is seeing also. He is seeing, hey, ankush to nahi hai, wo dimag mein nahi baithega. Already bite gaya. This fellow will always, you know, pierce me with ankush. He is seeing in front of his eyes. He is seeing whether it is iron shackle or rope. He can see also, you know. But still, nahi nahi, kuch bandhiya matlab hum nahi ja sakte. Dull intelligence. Amongst animal, elephant is more dull because even though he has got a big body, he doesn't have the proportional intelligence actually. So he is blaming himself. I am so ignorant. Now he is enlightened actually. I am covered internally and externally. It's a very intelligent statement. So, external covering of this ignorance is that when the Maya is offering certain things for enjoyment, suppose you see something nice to eat, oh, very nice, I am eating. Say that, oh, I am very happy. Sleeping, mating, defending, ahara nidra, bhayamaitunam cha. Person becomes very happy. And he doesn't worry about whether there is anything beyond this happiness. External covering. Outside world, Maya is offering various things for our enjoyment. We become very happy. We are happy in the beginning. We become very older and older. That happiness that we were enjoying in the beginning, we are not able to enjoy now. Still, theek hai, chalta hai. Jara, vyadi, aata hai. Then, death comes. Still, theek hai. Death is coming. We have seen everybody dying. He knows that I am going to die. Is he intelligently taking any step? Ignorance. The symptom of ignorance. You know some danger is going to come. You have to anticipate it and take necessary step to overcome it. This is part of the life. Kya karega? Ignorance. External ignorance. Sometimes, somebody, some philosopher, thoughtful person, hey, wait a minute. This is not actual happiness. I can see that happiness is not going to be permanent. And I have to find out something. He tries with his own intelligence. Some philosophers come up with philosophy. There are so many philosophers, Buddhist, Gautama Buddha. He saw that, hey, this world is full of suffering. Vyadi, Jara, Mrityu, so much suffering. He came up with something else. One step, coming out of the external ignorance. External ignorance. Oh, something else I have to try. What to try? Trying something, what is coming? Mayavadis, so many philosophers, they come up with certain things. Oh, there is suffering. But what is to be counteracted? How to get the solution? Somebody tries to find his own solution in almost all probability, he may not get the real solution. He needs some guidance. The guidance of somebody who has seen the truth. So Prabhupada quotes, Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. We are born in the darkness. Everybody is born in the dark, no, ignorance, darkness of ignorance. He needs to get some knowledge. Everybody. And that knowledge has to come from a spiritual master. The other day, we are discussing about spiritual master is necessary or not. Because you are in darkness, you need spiritual master. On my own, I cannot understand. Even if I understand, it will be a partial solution. It cannot be a complete solution. One who is a tattva darshini, one who has seen the truth, one who is situated in Krishna consciousness, he can give the solution. That solution is like torchlight of knowledge. Somebody is blind. You are blind, you can't see anything. Then somebody does a surgery on your eyes. and then shows the torchlight of knowledge, then this is our world is very nice, this world is. So that is the role of the spiritual master. He says that, hey, wait a minute, you are ignorant, you think that janma mrutu jara vyadi is not going to affect you, how are you thinking that you are happy? Ahara nidra bhayam aitana, this is what is giving happiness to you? No, this is ignorance. Oh, really ignorance? Yes, external ignorance. Then what? You are not this body, you are spirit soul. You are covered with all kinds of desires, material desire, unwanted anarthas. Your consciousness is covered. This is the internal ignorance. Covered. You are covered. Clean this. Clean this. Consciousness. Consciousness is covered by external agents, material agents. Clean this. When you clean this, then you can see yourself. You are that spirit soul. I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Spiritual nature. Not that you become God. Your nature is spiritual. So internal covering. So the internal covering, to remove properly, proper process, spiritual master's help is required. Whereas we are discussing the case of Gajendra, but Gajendra already practiced his spiritual life to some extent in the previous lifetime. Now it is ready for him to surrender to Krishna. So Krishna, acting as a Chaitya Guru, he will take him, he will liberate him and take him back. But that is a special process. For practicing devotees, working, practicing devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master is very, very important to come out of these both coverings of internal and external ignorance. So, coming out of this darkness is very important for a person who is aspiring to progress in Krishna consciousness. The Vedic statement says, asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityoma amritam gamaya. Don't be in asat, come to sat. Sat, asat is false, something not true. Come to true, don't be in falsehood, don't be in ignorance. Tamas, tamas means ignorance. Don't be in ignorance, darkness of ignorance. Come to light. Jyotirgamaya. Ignorance is ajnana, tamas, darkness. Whereas jnana, intelligence, is light. When the light of knowledge comes, ignorance goes away automatically. In the night there is so much darkness. As soon as the sun arises in the east, immediately you can't trace the darkness. You don't have to do anything separately to get out of darkness. You just have to bring the light, darkness goes away. If you are in so much darkness, okay, I will take a bucket and empty the darkness, you know, nikalega. What will you empty? Empty what to where? Just bring one spark of light, darkness, that much will go away. You bring more light, the darkness goes away. Our necessity is to bring light in our life, bring knowledge in our life. Ignorance automatically goes away. Dying again and again, don't be dying. Amritam, get to Amritam, become eternal. The happiness that one is trying to get, the living entity is looking for happiness. Satchit Ananda, the nature of Ananda is there in the spirit soul. When he tries to find Ananda with the material objects, he gets some kind of happiness, illusory happiness, and with that happiness, if he is completely satisfied, he is in ignorance. When a person knows that this is not the happiness that I should be looking for, I am spirit soul. My original nature is to be servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. I am supposed to be servant of God, Krishna. And when I do that service, then my happiness will be there. And that is a permanent happiness. So that is Amritam, real Amritam. And in the material world, getting little happiness and getting old, you cannot even enjoy. And then you are hankering for that happiness. Again you are born. Again you little bit enjoy, going on the cycle and cycle. That is not real intelligence. The real intelligence comes when one tries to pursue how to come out of the ignorance and be situated in real knowledge as they are. The real knowledge is, this is I am spirit soul. Who am I? I am spirit soul. What am I doing here? I am supposed to be connecting to super soul, Krishna. I am not establishing that connection. This is the foreign land for me. Like Gajendra is in the foreign land, foreign domain. So you are in the water, weak. So we are here. Our natural place of living is spiritual world. There we can be enjoying with Krishna. Instead of that, we came to this. And Maya crocodile is always capturing us. It is not even crocodile, it is a very small fish also can capture us. And going on in the cycle. Coming out of that ignorance is actually intelligence. Very important. Sometimes people say ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Because if the reality is unpleasant, why to face unpleasant reality? Better let me be ignorant so that I'll be happy, not worried about reality. This is not intelligence, this is less intelligence. Whatever is the reality, you have to face. Suppose the cat, you know, when somebody, suppose dog comes to attack cat, what cat will do, you know? Cat will close the eyes. See that, now I close my eyes, I don't have the, you know, threat. Actually, threat is right in front of you. It is your foolishness that you are not facing it, closing the eyes. Closing the eye is not the solution. Cat, he thinks that I closed my eye, everybody closed their eyes actually. Whole world has closed their eyes. Whole world is closed. Another ignorant animal. Different animals, they exhibit different levels of ignorance. The cat thinks by closing his eyes, he is overcome the threat. No. Threat is very much there. Whether he closed eyes or opened eyes, threat will be there. So intelligence is to face the threat and how to overcome the threat. That is intelligence. Suppose somebody is diabetic. Diabetic. You all may not be diabetic, back rows may be. When somebody is diabetic, his sugar level is high, glucose level is high in the blood, so you can't take sugar, sweet. And you will know how much your sugar level is if you go to test the blood, you know, blood test. So blood test, if you go, then, hey, 250, then no, you have to be concerned, I have to reduce it. Somebody thinks that, अरे ब्लड टेस्ट करेगा तो मालूम पड़ जाएगा नहीं ब्लड टेस्ट नहीं करेगा इफ आई टेस्ट ब्लड देन दे विल टेल यू नो शुगर लेवल इज हाई देन आई कैनॉट ईट स्वीट व्हाट इज दिस हाउ कैन आई अच्छा अच्छा क्या यार महाप्रसाद रसगुल्ला रसमलाई सो ही थिंक्स दैट आई विल नॉट गो फॉर ब्लड टेस्ट आई विल टेक Radha Rasviari Mahaprasad, this is transcendental. I am spirit soul, you know, I am transcendental spirit soul. And Mahaprasad is transcendental. I am on the, you know, transcendental platform. Rasgulla, Rasmalai. And he is in bliss. Enjoying, obviously taking Mahaprasad is always a bliss. But then, this material body, which is not in the, you know, transcendental level, you think you are transcendental, then your blood sugar level will transcend their limits. If it really transcends the limit, you'll have more trouble. Then you'll be hospitalized. There are so many other things. We will not go into details. More trouble. So, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is less intelligence. It is not bliss. It's actually the illusory covering we are putting in front of the reality and thinking it is bliss. It is not bliss. Foolishness. Ignorance to think it is bliss. So, the reality is there. We cannot close the eyes. We cannot say that, are, If I read Bhagavad Gita, then it will talk about what I should not do. So I will not read Bhagavad Gita. I will keep doing whatever I want to do. Another ignorance. It's not that you have to face the reality. And then how to conquer the threat. That is intelligence. So when a devotee is sincerely and seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada's instruction in ISKCON, we have all the books, law books, then disciplic succession is going on. So when one renders devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one actually makes progress in Krishna consciousness. So much so that Lord Krishna says, Tesham evanu kampartam agam ajnana jamtama nasayami atma bhavasto jnana dhipena bhashvataha. In spite of our trying sincerely, sometimes, you know, ignorance acts. You are not so pure. And Krishna says that I seated within the heart. You ajnana, even if you have some ajnana remaining with you, I light. Jnana dhipena, see, the ignorance is compared to darkness and knowledge is compared to light. Krishna says, I light the knowledge, jnana dhipa. I put the jnana dhipa within your heart so that the ignorance will go away. Krishna is there to help us. For whom he will help? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. When somebody is rendering unadulterated, unconditional, pure devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, then Krishna says, I give the intelligence. You may not have intelligence. Listen, sometimes intelligence works, sometimes it doesn't work. What to do? Krishna says, I give the intelligence. If you are doing loving devotional service unto Tesham satata yuktana, bhajatam priti purvakam, by loving devotional service. So in this way, when one he is engaged in Krishna consciousness, one can be assured that he can overcome this internal ignorance and external ignorance that Gajendra is praying for here. Gajendra is praying that even if I am liberated, I don't want to take any more bath. It's enough, too much. I should get completely freed from all kinds of ignorance and all kinds of suffering. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that everyone wants to become happy, but nobody can be permanently happy. Ah, Brahma Bhavanar Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. Starting from the highest planet down to the lowest planet, everywhere it is a suffering. Birth, death, old age and disease. Nobody can overcome that. So here, Gajendra is praying that, I don't want a temporary relief now. If I come out of this water and I am come out of the danger of the crocodile, I may be relieved, but I am not going to be settling for that much relief only. I want such a relief that is permanent, that cannot be taken away by time factor. In this material world, things are taken away by the time factor. One may be happy for some time, time factor changes and he becomes suffering. Somebody may be very rich, after some time, his richness goes away. Somebody is very famous, after that he is not famous. The time factor steals away what we possess. We may think that I am very happy with my possession, but time factor takes away whatever we possess. So Gajendra is praying, I don't want the happiness that is going to be taken away by the time factor. I want something permanent. That is, permanently situated in the spiritual realm. So, a devotee also should learn the lesson from here that we should aspire for something which is permanent, not temporary. Just temporarily sometime, even the temporary could also mean that for the whole lifetime. Even the whole lifetime is considered temporary. Just what, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, how long we are going to live? That is nothing compared to Brahma's span of life. Nothing. So, when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, his aim should be to get that permanent thing that Krishna is promising. Yad gatvana nivattante tad dhamam paramam mama. You come to my planet, the spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan. You never return here. So our actual position is in the spiritual kingdom of God. And we left that and we came to this material world, which is like water. And Maya crocodile is always capturing us. Sometimes we get relieved from this crocodile and think, ah, I am relieved, you know. Sometimes, quite possible. But it's very difficult. Very difficult. Even if you are relieved, then you think, oh, I am now liberated. What liberated? Again, another crocodile will come and attack. Every time you go to water to take something, crocodile comes and attack. Every time you get relieved, that is not a permanent solution. The permanent solution is to get rid of this entire domain. The elephant should think that I should never go to this lake. But then, the pitiable condition is that he needs water. He has to go there. And crocodile attacks. The same way, the living entities, they want enjoyment. Maya to dega na. So we go little to the Maya, then Maya attacks us. Then we suffer. Then we come out. Again suffer. Goes on and on. So this particular pastime is teaching us that we are struggling in this world. Exactly like Gajendra is struggling. Gajendra is struggling with the crocodile. And we are struggling with Maya. Maya is offering so many things. Take this, take that. And sometimes we take and we get attacked. Then one lifetime goes. Then another lifetime. Again another crocodile attack goes on and on and on. Maya is attacking. And Gajendra was very intelligent. Even though dull elephant, intelligent. Within 1000 years he came to the conclusion that ye kaam ka nahi. And we are struggling and keep struggling if we don't have the intelligence of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. We are struggling eternally. Still we have not woken up. We are lesser intelligent than this elephant. If we really have to act intelligently, then we have to take the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna varanam tasha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yajnai sankirtanatraya yajantihi sumedasaha. If you want to be really intelligent, refined intelligence, sumeda, sumeda is intelligent actually. Sumeda means very intelligent. Very intelligent. So, when we take the process of Krishna consciousness, so Gajendra surrendered within 1000 years, he then offered little flower that he had. Immediately surrendered. So we also surrender the lotus feet of Krishna. This lifetime is for you. I have to do devotional service unto your lotus feet so that in this lifetime I will come to your kingdom. That you are saying, yad gatvana nivartante tad dhamam para. I want to come to that kingdom in this lifetime. So in this way, when one tries, we have wasted a lot of time. We don't need to waste any more time. So following the footsteps of Gajendra, if we surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and sincerely and seriously engage in devotional service, we can surely be assured of going back home, back to Godhead, and permanently be happy, permanently be freed from the all ignorance and entanglement of this Maya, and be situated in Lord Krishna's association in the Goloka Vrindavan, and we be permanently happy there. We want to be happy. But real happiness comes from Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. We'll stop here. Any question or comments?